kids, welcome back to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. We are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon. I am Z and with me is...
CEO.
Yes, and if you are here for the first time, welcome to the family. And if you are a returning listener, then welcome back.
Previously on Old Baby Bible Stories.
My friend, I'm sorry.
Don't say anything. Take your people and leave. I don't care for anything right now.
Thank you. And
don't say another word. Just leave. I will never forget this.
Brother, where are we going?
We are going to the Promised Land.
Where is this Promised Land?
I don't know, but God will guide us.
And so the Lord did. He guided them through the day and the night. After traveling for many days, they reached the shores of the sea.
What am I supposed to do now, God? How are we going to cross this vast sea?
I shouldn't have let them go. Bring them back. I want all of them back.
And Moses?
I want him dead. Kill him. Come on, ready the horses. We're leaving now.
Great. Now Pharaoh will catch up to us and take us back to be slaves. Are you happy now?
You brought us here to die. We were at least alive in the city. Now we're going to die.
Moses, Pharaoh is here. What are we going to do?
I know what we're going to do. Don't be afraid. We have God on our side, and he will never allow anyone to harm us.
But we are stuck here, Moses. What are we going to do?
Help us, God.
It was a miracle. God parted the sea and let Moses and his people pass.
Your Majesty?
Don't stop. We'll cross the sea as well and catch up to them at the other bank.
The Egyptians followed them into the seas, but when all the Hebrews reached safety on the other side, God made the water return to its normal state.
Thank you, Lord. You are faithful. We still have a long way to go. Let's go on to the Promised Land.
Moses and his people walked for many days in the desert. They had no food to eat and no water to drink, and people began to doubt him.
What kind of plan is this? No food, no water. Are you going to kill us?
What's your plan?
You always complaining. Didn't God take care of you like a father? Haven't he promised you a great land for your home?
But we are hungry and thirsty.
If God provides water, will you stop complaining?
Yes, we will stop complaining. But there is no water around here.
See how God loves us.
Guys, look, water. Let's drink.
Moses, Moses.
What is it now?
We are hungry, Moses. We have nothing to eat.
Lord, these people are driving me mad. I don't know what they want.
I have heard all their complaints. Tomorrow morning, you will get food from heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
The next morning, what God said would happen, happened. On the floor lie the food from heaven, and the people were happy. They continued their journey in the desert, but continued to question why they were led out of Egypt. And they demanded more and more from Moses.
We want meat.
You will get your meat.
They continued their journey for many more days and finally arrived at foothills of Mount Sinai.
Stop! Everyone, stop! We will camp here for a few days.
People camped at the base of the mountain. Joshua and Moses climbed the mountain. They walked for a long, long time.
Joshua, I must continue alone from here.
All right, Moses, I will wait for you here.
And so Moses continued climbing up and up into a thick cloud and stayed for 40 days and 40 nights in darkness waiting for God. In the meantime, people down below had become impatient. They started revolting, and one day they came before Aaron.
He's not coming back. He abandoned us.
Moses will come back. He is coming back. You should trust him.
Aaron was forced to make an idol out of gold as the children of Israel wanted.
Lord, please forgive me.
Aaron worked for a long time, and when it was finally ready, he presented it to the people of Israel. After 40 days and 40 nights, God appeared to Moses.
Moses, I give to you the way to live. I give to you my 10 commandments. Remember them and teach them. You shall not serve other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of any that is in heaven above. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servants, or his female servants, or his ox, or his donkeys, or anything that is your neighbor's.
Moses is back. We don't need him. We have our own God, beautiful and golden.
Is this how you repay your God from delivering you from slavery? You will pay for this which you have committed. God has given us 10 commandments to follow. All who believe in God walk towards me.
Are you guys crazy? Don't go. We have our own God. Come back. He wants to be like Pharaoh and rule over us.
Witness the judgment of the Lord.
When Moses threw down the tablets, God punished everyone who committed idolatry. God opened up the earth, and the earth swallowed those people. And Moses then went back to the mountain. God forgave him, and God gave him another set of tablets, but the sins of the children of Israel caused them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, until the older generation who did not believe perished. And finally, they arrived in Jordan.
Moses, this is the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have let you see it with your own eyes, but you will not walk on it.
And so Joshua led the people into the promised land, and not Moses. All right, kids, that is the end of the episode. But in the next episode, we'll be speaking more about what happened when they entered the promised land and more about Joshua. All right, so keep on coming back and keep on enjoying as we are giving it to you. But for now, ZNC are signing out. Bye.